Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I invite you to look with us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 1. Again, Proverbs 31, starting at verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what son of my womb? And what son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. Verses 1 through 13, Proverbs chapter 31. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Lord, thank you for the fact that your word is a guide for all of life. It helps us to know your heart, your mind, that which is important to you. It helps us to know what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you. It helps us in these ways and in so, so many more ways. Lord, more and more with every passing day, move upon your people that was in such a way that we would grow greatly in our understanding of the vital place your word needs to have in all of our lives. Help us to become faithful students of your word who are wise enough to fill our minds and our hearts with your word daily, and also who are wise enough as dads and moms and grandfathers and grandmothers to teach and train and guide our children to fill their hearts and their minds with that same word so that they too would receive the great blessing that comes from being persons who are students of your precious and wonderful word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, please take time to go to our website, urbanfamilytalk.com, and subscribe there. Also, you'll find a number of blogs and articles that I believe will bless and encourage you in your faith and your walk with the Lord. Also, want to remind you, too, we want to invite you to get our free mobile apps for your iPhone and Android devices. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search for Urban Family Talk, and you can obtain them. And, of course, that way you can take Urban with you, Urban Family, wherever you may go. Please also go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like them. We'd appreciate that very, very much. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today is Sylvia Johnson. She's the Executive Director of Houston Pregnancy Help Centers, two centers, and a mobile unit pregnancy clinic as well. Sister Sylvia, how are you today?
Good afternoon. Good to be on the show with you today, Pastor Parker.
I appreciate you being with us. It's been a little while. You were with us several months back ago, and we're grateful for you to take time out of your super busy schedule to be with us today. So as we start, Sylvia, would you take a little time just to kind of reintroduce yourself, because lots of our listeners may or may not have caught the last time you were on, but tell them about yourself and tell them about your history in founding the ministry of the Houston Pregnancy Help Centers.
Okay, I certainly will. Pastor Parker, my name is Sylvia, and I think that what I'm most grateful for in my life is the day that I made a decision to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That totally transformed and changed my life like nothing ever before.
Amen.
It did what my education couldn't do. It did what my family couldn't do. My relationship with Jesus Christ transformed my life. And that sort of propelled me into the ministry of serving women in urban communities who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy situation. I started it in October of 1985 in Orlando, Florida. And I love this ministry. I absolutely love what I do every day,
opening
the doors for a pregnancy center in the middle of the hood so that women would have a safe place to come to, a safe place to go to receive answers, solutions, resources, and someone to pray with them and share hope with them in their hopeless situation.
Amen. Amen. And you started this ministry right about, you said, about a little over 30 years ago?
Yes, a little over 30 years ago in Orlando. And you know, it just really grieves my heart because I'm now in Houston, Texas, and I love my city of Orlando, but Pastor Parker, I have to tell you this. I'm a jump right in. I'm like jumping in shark-infested waters. But, you know, where I used to be in Orlando, unfortunately, there's a Planned Parenthood, an abortion facility, that has opened up in my neighborhood, in my African-American neighborhood that I grew up in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And you have to know that my tears flow down my eyes every time I come home and I see that place in the middle of my neighborhood. I see it in between two schools, between the elementary school and my high school that I used to attend, where children walk to go to school every day, and it just really grieves my heart. How did we let this happen in our neighborhoods and our communities? How did we let the enemy come in and set up camp in our neighborhood? Who told us that this was okay? How did we fool ourselves into believing that this will be the solution to our problem?
You know, Sylvia,
I'm going to tell you this one thing that I want to tell you.
Okay.
In the town that I, where this Planned Parenthood opened up in my town, mm-hmm. let me tell you what's happening. And I'm not saying this is related, but mm-hmm. in my mind it's related. They're now closing the elementary schools in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the elementary schools closing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're blaming it on the man. They're blaming it on city council. They're blaming it on everyone. But you know what? They're not blaming on why I think the elementary schools in that community is closing. It's because we allow someone to come in and rob us of our children.
That is so true. That is you're hitting the nail on the head. And, you know, Sylvia, I think it's so helpful for us to really help people better understand. So many people in our culture, they really don't understand who Planned Parenthood is. The fact is, they're one of the most racist organizations that exists on the planet today. And of course, you and I know that one of their original goals was the founder, Margaret Sanger, determined she felt like there were too many black folks and they wanted to come up with a way to exterminate them and not to do it. They wanted to do it in such a way that the black community was not aware of it. And so, sadly, they've been highly successful at carrying out their agenda down through the years, right up until this day.
You know, and I agree with you. And Pastor Parker, I've seen so many efforts to try and re-educate and give us a vision in our communities about what the purpose is. When you look across the map of America,
mm-hmm.
and you find out where they're mostly located, there is no coincidence that they're located in our community.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm going to speak to the heart of African-Americans that's listening to this show. Don't worry about the political party. Don't worry about who you vote for. Don't worry about any of that. Just worry about what's up the street in your neighborhood.
That's right.
Just think about it. Why are they targeting us?
Mm-hmm.
Just speak from that point. We grew up with a generation that always believed that the next generation was going to give us more hope and mm-hmm. help our people out more.
That's right.
Now we're being told that our future is a burden. Our future is not wanted. Our future is an inconvenience, and we have bought that lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that there is help for women that are in crisis pregnancy situations and for churches and people of God to
mm-hmm.
rise up and say no more.
That is right.
No more.
That's right. Well, as we start, as you share about your work and the ministry that you lead there in the Houston community, Sylvia, would you tell our listeners what the mission of your pregnancy clinic in particular in general? Because, you know, sometimes we have, and of course, on an ongoing basis, there's a need for people to be educated about the wonderful work that pregnancy clinics do. So tell our listeners, what is a pregnancy clinic and what do you do?
Pregnancy center are places that are supported by donors, Christian donors, and staffed by Christian volunteers who provide free pregnancy testing, ultrasound services. Some of them even do sexually transmitted disease services. And we do all of that as a bait to meet the needs of where the woman's pain mostly is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that she was in pain before the pregnancy test. Or there was already something going on in her life before she got to our doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just these centers of hope located in the community to offer free services to women that are in unplanned pregnancy situations. Mm-hmm. We share the gospel of Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit presents the opportunity. We do not refer or recommend abortion. We do assist them, though, when they make choices such as parenting, adoption, foster care. We're there to be a catch-all, a safety net for them, a safe place for women to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, thank the Lord for this, but, of course, pregnancy clinics far outnumber, they far outnumber abortion clinics in this country today, and that wasn't always true, but it's true today, and thank God for that.
I agree with you. You know, I saw a statistic that says that every day there's about 1,100 African-American babies that that are terminated in America. I don't know if it's a day or a week. Do you remember the statistic?
The last statistic I heard was at least a day. Every day in the U.S.
Right. And if there were not for pregnancy centers in communities today full of people of God who are the modern-day abolitionists right now, that number would probably be over 3,000 abortions a day.
That's so tragic.
So the pregnancy center movement is really a blessing from the Lord. It's an answer to the prayers of those who've gone before us. And I have to tell you this also, Pastor Parker, we don't judge women who come into the pregnancy center. As a matter of fact, a lot of our volunteers have had abortions in their past.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through a healing process. They're now healed from that. They believe in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and the blood that Christ shed for us. They believe in that. And they're back serving now, mm-hmm. not to manipulate women or to control women, but to share their story, their personal story, of how they would have made a different decision if they would have known a pregnancy help center was available to them.
Amen. Now, I tell you, Sylvia, too, now something I'm going to ask you to address now. We'll be coming up on a break in just a few moments, so, but in the next segment, I want you to share from your heart about this reality. You know, the fact that you're an African-American woman that directs a pregnancy clinic is sadly rare, because most pregnancy clinics do not have black leadership, which is tragic, though, because, again, the fact is lots and lots of the clientele that use these wonderful places of ministry are African-American and other minorities as well. And so on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But would you take time to pray briefly just before this break? Take just a moment to pray for God to raise up more ministries like yours.
Yeah, Father, I thank you that you are faithful and true. You
thank
said
you,
in your
Lord
word
Jesus.
That the harvest are plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray that you would therefore send harvesters. Father, I thank you that women
Jesus.
Are listening and men are listening to this program, and their heart is being stirred. I pray, Father, that they would have the courage to call in,
thank
the
you, Lord
courage
Jesus.
To ask for our phone number so that we can assist them
thank
to
you,
fulfill
Lord
their
Jesus.
Purpose and their vision and their mission from you, to serve women in unplanned pregnancy situations.
Thank
we
you,
are going to be
Jesus.
An answer to this problem.
Yes,
and
Lord.
The answer is for the church to rise up and offer places of refuge for women in crisis. And we thank you, Father, for giving us the power to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our guest is Sylvia Johnson. She's the executive director for the Houston Pregnancy Help Center Ministry in Houston, Texas, and we're grateful to have her on the broadcast. And on the other side of the break, again, she'll be sharing more about the ministry and sharing some testimonies of some great things she's seen the Lord do. You're listening to The Hour in a Session. I'm Pastor Parker. We'll be right back after this break.
The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. In addition to discovering $500 billion in accounting errors at HUD, Dr. Ben Carson has made another major move. Using an ignored 1968 law, Dr. Carson will require contractors who build HUD-funded projects to hire people from the very communities to do the work. the projects are announced well in advance, which provides sufficient time to train and employ people from those neighborhoods. Dr. Carson said, that way, we aren't just getting people into public housing. We're equipping them with the tools to get out of it.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
Most coaches frequently talk to players about their behavior on and off the field. No matter what happens to you on the field, don't compound the problem by trying to get back at whoever did something to you. Did you get that? It happens all the time in football, and it happens all the time in life. A friend or a spouse says something, and we retaliate angrily. When you find yourself in a volatile situation, don't make things worse by letting anger get the better of you. If you stay calm, instead of reacting angrily, it will be easier to control yourself in whatever situation you're in, and it may have a lasting effect on someone else.
New York Times bestselling author Tony Dungy. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
Your mission is to find Granny and get that sauce.
Affirmative.
1 million moms in association with American Family Studios introduces Ryan DeFrades' Secret Agent.
I'm Ryan DeFrades. I work alone.
Ryan is arrogant and reckless until the day he's paired with a very unlikely partner.
No way! I can do this alone, without anyone's help, much less my mom's.
Look, Ryan.
She's my mom!
Ryan DeFrades' Secret Agent is the new action-adventure series featuring a young spy with a whole lot to learn.
Mama's coming, sweetie!
She's an agent! Get her, boys!
Each exciting, fun-filled episode teaches children important values, like honoring parents and respecting authority. And there's a brief wrap-up at the end that connects the story to a biblical illustration. Ryan DeFrades' Secret Agent. Perfect for children ages 6 and over. Order yours today at ryansecretagent.com.
Music of Forever Jones, the song Time to Believe. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our phone guest today is Sylvia Johnson. She's the Executive Director of Houston Pregnancy Help Centers. And Sylvia, as we start in this next segment, if you could just briefly address this. You know, the reality is there's such a need for more churches that are that are African American in content to really catch a vision for this. And I think of this, that many don't see this as our issue yet. Sadly, that's so untrue, because the clientele of your average pregnancy clinic will often be 50 to 60% African American, Why would you say, from your perspective, there's not more involvement in this very important ministry on the part of African-American churches?
You know, I find that hard to believe as well, because the African-American church, we're known for helping women. We're known for women ministries. We're known for having baby showers. We're known for gathering as a church and helping out our loved ones. That's part of who we are. That's the foundation of what the African-American church is. But all of a sudden, when you throw in, but we want this woman to make a decision for life, somehow the boogeyman showed up in some way. When you bring up the word abortion, or we want to prevent abortion, all of a sudden fear comes. Where is that fear coming from? What is the problem? What is the fear? This innocent child in the womb of this mother that has a mantle on it from God, a destiny and a purpose. Regardless of how it was created, this child is purposed by God.
That's right. That's
this
right.
This child has an anointing and a reason for being in this earth realm at this time. Mm-hmm. The Lord knows what he's doing. We got to trust God with that.
That's right. That's
Let
right.
God be God in the lives of this child. Say to this mother, okay, you made the mistake, but we're going to be here with you now. We're going to pick you up. Mm-hmm. We're not going to throw rocks at you. We're not going to condemn you. It's time for the church to be what Jesus was. He defended women that were caught in horrible situations. He went out of his way to go to the woman that was scorned by her neighborhood. This is what Jesus did. So the church of Jesus Christ, it's time for us to stop making excuses. Don't worry about all the other things. See Jesus for ourselves. And this is how we know that you are his disciple, because
right.
of your love for one another.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, many people are not aware that lots and lots of evangelism and discipleship and pastoral ministry happens typically through most all of these pregnancy clinics. And some clinics see a lot more folks get saved than some local churches do. And so they're doing the work of the church. And so it's only natural that the church should come alongside them or undergird them in many ways, support them financially, support them with their prayers, send volunteers. These are things churches should do. So, but you had, I think, some testimonies of just some stories of things that you've seen God do in and through your work there. Would you share
yes.
about that?
Yes, I would love to share. We had a young lady. A lady brought her daughter in. Her daughter was only 14 years old. And this lady was looking, wanting her daughter to have an abortion that day. She said, look, my daughter's only 14. We're barely making it. I want my daughter to have an abortion. Well, we did an ultrasound. We provide free ultrasounds at the pregnancy center every day.
Mm-hmm.
We did an ultrasound, and we realized that this baby was too far gone. She was too far along in her pregnancy to have a safe abortion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know you can have an abortion up until your ninth month, but this young lady was too far along. So we talked to the 14-year-old girl and her mom, and this courageous 14-year-old girl, who's now my hero, made a decision to place her baby for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
We need the churches to sponsor families in the church that will adopt the babies so that the mothers don't feel forced to abort the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a thought. It was a commercial. So this 14-year-old girl, we work with her every week,
mm-hmm.
and she was able to pick a family to adopt her baby, a Christian African-American family that had been praying for years for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a baby.
Praise God.
And this girl wrote, this 14-year-old wrote this letter to the birth mother to read to the baby. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you following the story?
Mm-hmm.
This is the adoptive mother. So the 14-year-old wrote this letter to her child. And she
okay.
says, I just want you to understand that every decision I made was for your best interest and out of love. I was only 14 years old. I wasn't ready for a baby. I didn't intentionally have sex or get pregnant. It wasn't by my choice.
Hmm.
None of that was supposed to happen. I wasn't ready for any of that, but it happened. And at least one thing good came out of it, which is you.
Hmm.
Talking about her baby.
Right.
She said, I wouldn't have been able to provide for you or get you anything you needed. I wasn't living in the best neighborhood, and I didn't want to bring you into all of that. I wanted you to have a great life, to be able to get everything you needed, you wanted, and deserved, and I couldn't do that for you. So I decided to bless another family I wanted to pick one of the best, loving, and caring families, and your mom and dad fit that perfectly. Hmm. When I first met them and talked to them, I knew that they were going to love you and be the couple that I was going to choose. Your mom was helpful, and every time we would see each other, she would encourage me by telling me, baby girl, keep your head up. Hmm. It's going to be okay. And she was all so nice.
Praise
when
God,
I first found out I was pregnant, I felt like my whole world stopped, like I was just a normal teenager, and now I'm being told that I'm almost 6 months pregnant. Hmm. I kind of knew that I was pregnant, but I was just being in denial.
Hmm.
When I went into labor, everything started to move so fast. I couldn't believe that at the age of 14, I was pushing a baby out of me.
Hmm.
When I first saw you and you opened your eyes, right away you had my nose in my eyes. It was so weird looking at you. It was hard looking at you knowing that I would have to give you away.
Hmm.
You had only been in this world for one day, and I already knew that I was going to miss you.
Hmm.
When I saw you for the last time before I left the hospital, I took pictures of you and promised myself that I was going to keep them forever.
Hmm.
And whenever I got sad, I would look at your pictures and tell myself that I did the right thing and made the best choice for you. And lastly but not least, I want you to know that I love you so much and I'll never forget you. And if you ever want to meet me, which I hope you will, you can whenever you're ready. You'll always be welcome. Love, your birth mother.
Hmm. Sylvia, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful letter, and that's a very mature little girl, and I see why she's your hero. She needs to be all of our hero because that's a courageous young lady that would do such a wonderful thing. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Well, and so basically that's just a part of what you do at the clinic. You work with precious young women like her and women at many different ages that find themselves pregnant at a difficult time. And again, you said all your services are free.
All of our services are free.
Hmm.
We have a staff that works here. We have case managers. So when they come in, if they're pregnant, they're facing homelessness or financial difficulties or whatever the case may be, addiction, we have specialized staff trained to meet that need, to connect her to a resource in our community that can continue to help her have a healthy pregnancy and have a great end, an expected end.
Right.
We are all Christians here. We love the Lord. We love Jesus. We wait for opportunities to share the gospel. But the first thing that we do is we honor that woman. We respect her decision. We don't judge her. And we always, always, always make sure she understands that we have a testimony too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time in our lives when we were apart from God, when
That's
we
right.
had separated ourselves from him. And we tell her and explain to her how we were reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ through his great love and how that has made a difference for us and made a difference in our lives, that we have a Savior, a Father that we can depend on forever. And it's wonderful to share the good news at the Pregnancy Center.
Amen. Amen. And you know, Sylvia, again, one of the things I'd really want to emphasize is to every single listener, remember this. At minimal, I want to encourage every listener, find out where the closest pregnancy clinic is to you. Find out where it is and pray for it, because a lot of spiritual warfare happens around all of these places because you have people in great crisis that often come. And, you know, Sylvia, another reality is, you know, I had the privilege of serving on the board of a local pregnancy clinic for about 5 years and learned a lot about it during that time. But many of our listeners might be surprised that often, just like you mentioned in the story, people that are on their way to get abortions will often stop by pregnancy clinics first. And you might wonder, why would they do that? Well, I think it's the grace of God, though. But it's something how often people, even though they say they want to get an abortion, will come by a pregnancy clinic knowing that that's not what you do there. But is that something you've seen quite a bit at your clinic as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, we intentionally pray that women who are looking for just help, women who are looking for an excuse, women who really don't want to do it, pray that God will direct and order their steps to our pregnancy center. And I want to tell you there's so many. I was looking on my Facebook page today and saw this little boy who had an appointment for an abortion. He's now 4 years old, looking back at me, smiling at me. And I'm like, Lord, look at your grace. Look at how you moved in that situation and spared this beautiful child life because of a pregnancy center that was being opened.
Amen.
I tell
Amen.
You, we see it all the time. And you're absolutely right. And this ministry cannot go forward without prayer. We pray every day. We pray all day. We pray without ceasing.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, what would be two specific things you would like listeners to pray for you? What would be two specific challenges or needs that your ministry especially needs prayer about?
I would like for you all to pray that women who are in search of our services will find their, the Holy Spirit will prick their hearts and will find their way to our doors. I would like for you to also to pray for our staff that they would not be weary in well-doing. Pastor Parker, last week, let me tell you how many pregnancy tests we did in 1 week last week. At one location, not both, at one location, we did 105 pregnancy tests in 1 week.
You all stay busy,
in
don't you?
1 week at one location. The need is great.
And you know,
can you imagine that?
That and of course the reality is there's a whole lot more that you do besides pregnancy tests, but of course that apparently keeps you plenty busy all by itself too. And now you have two standing clinics and a mobile unit under your responsibility, correct?
That's correct. And let me tell you, the mobile unit, there's an abortion clinic like two blocks from us. We're in the urban community, so there's abortion clinics all around us. There's an abortion clinic two blocks from us, and the abortionist was bragging that he was doing 99 abortions on a Saturday. So we decided to take our mobile unit and park outside that abortion clinic and just pray. And on the side of the mobile unit, it says free ultrasound, free pregnancy tests, free services, come on in, and we just park our van right outside the abortion clinic. We don't scream at the women. We don't shout at the women. We don't show them horrible pictures. We don't do that. We trust the Holy Spirit to break up that line of women that's waiting to go in there to terminate a baby, that the Holy Spirit will draw them across the street to our van so that we can impart Jesus Christ, the life giver, to that mother and her unborn child.
Praise God, praise God. And so, so you actually would see lines of women at the abortion clinic in your area. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the line would be outside because there's not enough room in the lobby inside the abortion clinic for all the women to sit. So the line would form out the door, out the door.
That is so sad that they'd be that busy. So, again, so specifically prayer for your staff. You said that they'd not weary in well-doing.
Yes.
But also you said just prayer for basically just for your outreach to where more and more women would be drawn to your clinic specifically and away from abortion clinics. So those are a couple of things you mentioned then, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not here to twiddle my thumbs. I'm here for two reasons, to share the gospel and to prevent the disaster, the tragedy of abortion in the life of a mother who's looking for help.
Amen. Amen. We're coming up on a break again. We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Sylvia Johnson, the Executive Director of Houston Pregnancy Help Center. We'll be right back.
Ever dealt with temptation, whether it's food, lust, or even sex? 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Here at Urban Family Talk, we stand for truth, wisdom, and empowerment. Believers have the power to withstand the temptation of the enemy. Get empowerment to stand at urbanfamilytalk.com.
The church has to take the lead in ensuring that men are properly trained for fatherhood. We have an epidemic in which boys are not growing up with their fathers. So as Christian men, we have to stand in the gap and make up the hedge so that our communities are not destroyed. When we see fatherhood as a blessing and not an inconvenience, we will see children as spiritual weapons in our arsenal. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The Awakening on Urban Family Talk.
You know, a bunch of people who thought Obama was the Messiah. There are a lot of people who are kind of treating Trump like that.
Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Folks, I'm not looking for a Messiah. I've already got one. His name is Jesus, the Son of the Living God. We put our ultimate trust in him. All other human beings are fallible.
The Awakening, weekday mornings at 9 Central on Urban Family Talk. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
We can't deny our feelings, but Dr. Tony Evans says we can't let them control us either, including our feelings about ourselves. He'll explain today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Satan wants to detour us by getting us, like Adam and Eve, to rebel against the will and the word of God. He wants us to be independent of God, so we define ourselves by ourselves. You're not that good. You're not that smart. We're all too jacked up to define ourselves properly. Who you are is who God says that you are. You may not feel like a masterpiece, okay? But that's okay. God will bring your feelings up to what he is performing. Don't bring what God is performing and reduce it down to your feelings. You go to a horror movie and you know the monster or whatever it is, you know they're not real. But you're all scared and screaming like it's real. It's not real. You've just been duped. Hollywood has been able to construct the movie in such a way that it makes how you feel, your fear, override what you know to be true. When you understand that's never been real, it's not real, it's never going to be real, you don't have to be jumping all over the seats because your feelings will no longer dictate your facts. You have been created by God and you are a masterpiece in the making, created in Christ Jesus.
If you don't know what it's like to be a new creation of God through faith in Christ, visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link at the top that says Jesus. Dr. Evans will walk you through everything you need to know. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Of Fred Hammond, the song Let the Praise Begin. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, our phone guest today is Sylvia Johnson. She's the Executive Director of Houston Pregnancy Help Center in Houston, Texas. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of Houston Pregnancy Help Center, and thank you, Lord, for the great work you're doing through that ministry. Lord, anoint the ministry with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing, empower them more and more to be all that you've called them to be and to do the work you've called them to as well. Father, specifically, we ask that you'd give that ministry greater and greater favor. And I pray that they and other pregnancy clinics in the Houston community would find favor in such a way that women would either purposely or accidentally find their way there rather than going to abortion clinics and find the hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Just supernaturally draw more and more people there rather than going the direction of the abortion clinic. And Father, also we pray for Sister Sylvia. Thank you for the staff that she works with, and thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Lord, anoint them with a fresh anointing of your spirit of grace and encouragement, Lord. Help them to not become weary in well-doing, but help them to recognize that they're doing a great work and it's not time to come down because there's so much work to be done. And Lord, send along their path more people that would support them financially, that would pray for them, that would be intercessors with them. Send more people to be volunteers as well, Lord, and people that can do whatever the needs may be in such a way that they can come alongside and help support and work with the great work that they're doing, and other centers like their work as well. Bless Sister Sylvia according to your perfect will today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Sylvia, again, appreciate your time today. Do you have any more testimonial stories about just some of the work that you've done over the years?
Yes, I would like to tell you that there is awakening in the African-American community among our clients who are really genuinely seeking to place their babies for adoption with families. Mm-hmm. Versus abortion. And I believe that's a call to the church to rise up and have families that will take these children in. And I just really pray to God to be the answer for that. I do want to share just real briefly about this young lady that was at the abortion clinic. And a friend of hers that took her to the abortion clinic, dropped her off and told her, "I pay for your abortion." And when she got into the clinic, she just whispered a prayer, "God help me." And when she said that, she jumped up, ran out of the abortion clinic, right to our van. We helped this lady. She has now had her baby. We walked with her through the entire pregnancy. Hmm. We helped her with medical services. We had a baby shower for her. We assisted her with her rent. I mean, this is what pro-life, pro-love, pro-woman does. Mm-hmm. When you're in ministry. We're not just telling women, "Keep your baby." We are holding their hands and walking alongside them. Even after the baby is born, we are there for them. Mm-hmm. And that's the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, again, that's just a reminder of all the spiritual warfare that's going on, both around pregnancy clinics and around abortion clinics as well, because, of course, if there was a way to see into the spirit realm, you'd see angels and demons battling all over the place. And God's people's, the prayers of the people of God make all the difference in the world. And so every single listener, I want to encourage you, continue to pray for God to send forth more laborers into the cause of standing for life and standing against abortion, and pray for the great work that pregnancy clinics do. And I tell you, Sylvia, I'm of the opinion that the pregnancy clinic often will be the most effective ministry in most communities standing for life because, well, for many communities, that's the only ministry that really specifically addresses that issue as well as doing some of the other related, meeting some of the other related needs. So, again, every listener, you need to pray for the work of your local pregnancy clinic and tell our listeners other ways they can be of help and support to the work of a pregnancy clinic like yours or elsewhere.
I can tell you that volunteering. Also, please know that we also welcome the fathers of and the partners of the women that come to the pregnancy center. Pastor Parker, I want to say to you, we've had 3 weddings this year because we are praying specifically for the children that are being born, mm-hmm. that God will give them a godly father in that home. We
Amen.
Want to see families whole.
That's right.
That's what we want to see, how God intended it to be. So please pray for the fathers. Pray for the fathers. Pray for the children to be raised in godly homes with godly parents, and pray for weddings and marriages that happen among our clients.
Mm-hmm.
If any of your listeners would like more information, I don't know if this is okay, but mm-hmm. I want them to feel free to call me. If you're interested in starting the pregnancy center, if you're interested, you want more details about a pregnancy center, how it operates, how do I get it started, you can visit our website at fifthward.org, F-I-F-T-H.org, fifthward.org, to see a glimpse of our ministry and what we're doing here in the Houston area. Or you can always feel free to call us at 713-942-2100 and ask to speak with me if you are serious about wanting to know how to expand your church ministry to helping women in unplanned pregnancy situations.
Amen. Amen. Share the website one more time.
www.fifthward, F-I-F-T-H-W-A-R-D, one word, .org.
Okay.
Fifthward.org.
All righty. And the phone number one more time as well.
713-942-2100.
And Sylvia, I tell you, too, something that I want to ask you to pray for our listeners about as well. There are those that are listening who honestly may not know where a pregnancy clinic is in their community. And if that be the case, God might just want them to help start one. But, you know, for some people, it has never crossed their mind to even consider doing such a thing. But there is a need in many communities to have a vibrant ministry like this that, amongst other things, God will use to help save a lot of babies from destruction. Would you pray for God to just those individuals that God may want to use in some way or another to help or support or to spearhead starting a pregnancy ministry? Would you pray for them?
I sure will. And Father God, I thank you that I am so humble that you have your people all over this earth.
Yes, Lord.
And our ministry is to build your kingdom.
Thank you.
Pregnancy center ministry is a way to build your kingdom, to love on women, to love on your people, to give answers of young men and young women that are searching, not for a religious experience, but they're searching for you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They're searching for the real Jesus.
Thank you.
And Lord, I pray that your people will rise up.
Yes, Lord.
They will say yes to you. They will trust you. As I trusted you over 30 years ago, and I still trust you today.
Thank you, Lord.
To meet the need of this pregnancy center. That if you're calling them and they love you and they love your people,
thank you, Lord.
They're ready to do it, that they will be prompt to make a move, to step out of the boat by faith.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Trust you, Lord. To trust you with your ministry.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
And you receive all the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying. Sylvie, in the last few minutes, are there any other maybe testimonies or stories that come to mind that really help to illustrate why the ministry of pregnancy clinics are so vital to our communities? Any that stand out that are on your heart to share?
I want to tell you this. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. Is it worth it? Yes. Is there any other place I would rather be? No. This is what I want to do when I'm 85 years old. I want to be volunteering at a pregnancy center, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ,
amen,
and encouraging a young mother to trust the Lord for her tomorrow.
Every day,
that's what we do. Every day, that's what we do.
You know,
opportunity. Yes.
No, go ahead. But one of the things I guess I would just say that, like, too, is that in the just for the few years I had the opportunity to serve on a pregnancy clinic board, one of the things that you find is that pregnancy clinics like your ministry, there's drama every day. It's not just every once in a while. It's absolutely every single day. And that's one more reason why there's such a need for the church to always have intercessors that are praying for ministries like yours, too. So
you're absolutely right. And hurting people that walk in our doors, they are hurting. But I want to tell you something. The atmosphere is different in this place. The blood of Jesus surrounds this place, and there's a hedge of protection in here. We are believers in Christ, and greater is he that's in us than he that's outside that world.
Amen.
When the women come in, it's almost like their attitudes begin to adjust. They walk from death into an atmosphere of life.
That's good.
I want to tell you, they feel hope and they feel help. I have seen the saddest thing at the pregnancy center is this, Pastor Joseph, is when we're done ministering to her and we walk her to the door for her to leave, pause, and look on the other side of that door, because she knows what's waiting for her in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we've given her enough encouragement, a referral to a local church, and the support that she needs to make it one more day.
One more day. Praise God. Praise God. You know, Sylvia, I think of this too, that it's so helpful for the church to understand that one of many reasons why the church should aggressively support and work with the great work that pregnancy clinics do is because so many people, when they come, are in a place of crisis and under great pressure, and lots of those folks are ready to get saved. They're ready because they're longing for hope, because they find themselves in such a difficult spot, and you're in the right place at the right time by the grace of God to help them in that regard. So, thank
well said, Pastor Parker. Well said.
Thank God for that work that you do, and of course the follow-up work. And you know, I want to ask you. Well, our time is just about gone. But you touched on this, the fact that many people don't realize that, though people often say, well, this is a woman's issue, and sometimes they'll even say men should stay out of it, but a lot of people don't realize men are the engines behind so many abortions, because they many times are forcing the girlfriend or forcing the wife or parents forcing a child kind of behind the scenes, and people are not aware of that. But sadly, a lot of abortions really are forced abortions.
We've seen that here at the Pregnancy Center. About 90% of women who choose abortion, it really wasn't their choice. It was someone else coercing them into having an abortion. That's why we have to be the voice of the Lord rescue the unborn.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sylvia, thank you again so much for being with us on the broadcast. And would you share your website one more time and the phone number?
www.fifthward.org. And our phone number is 713-942-2100.
Amen. And you all still could use more volunteers as well as prayer supporters as well, right?
That's correct. Yes, we can. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for being with us. Lord, again, we thank you for Sylvia. Thank you for the wonderful work that Houston Pregnancy Help Center is doing and continues to do in the city of Houston and beyond. Father, again, send forth more laborers people that will become faithful intercessors that will pray daily for the work of this clinic. And Lord, send forth more volunteers, people that will come alongside them and come and give of their time and their efforts and their gifts to help with the work they're doing. And Lord, raise up more and more people that will start clinics like this one, that will minister to their communities with people wherever they are, the community of need they may live in. And Father, raise up more churches that will support this work and help start the work as well. We thank you and praise you. Bless Sylvia and her fellow workers as they move forward serving you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for being with us. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.